Well, he continues about the teacher. He's not done yet. His praise for the teacher is amazing. Verse number 69. Nacha tasman manish manushyeshu. Manushyeshu kashchin me priya kritamah. Bhavita nacha me tasmat. Anyah priyataro bhuvi. So he says, nacha tasman manish manushyeshu, among all the beings, all the human beings, kashchin me priyakritamaha. Tasmat, compared to him, nobody is doing as great a service to me as him. The teacher is doing the supreme service. He is most dear to me because he is doing the best service. As we said, it is the greatest service. That's why they say Vidya Daan is the highest Daan. You know, the highest knowledge, highest gift you can give somebody is knowledge. Like they say, you know, you give somebody fish, he will eat for a day. But you teach him how to fish, he can eat for a month. So similarly, the knowledge is the highest gift you can give somebody, because this knowledge will transform their life and it will affect so many people. That's what Gurudev used to say. He says, just speak, but so many thousands of people are listening, and how many have been benefited. Even out of them, even if 1,000 out of 20,000 benefit, or even if 500 benefit, you know, that is good. Gurudev says, even one individual, if you have changed by your speech, your purpose in this life is over. So he says this, he is the most dear to me. He is providing the greatest service to me. Not only now, but Bhavita, even in the future, there will be nobody who is as great a service or as dear to me as one who spread this knowledge. Not even in the future. Tasmat anyav priyataro bhuvi. In this whole world, there is nobody more dear to me than one who teaches this knowledge to others. So he is providing me the best service. He is the most dear, not only now, but even in the future. Never will there be anybody. So that is the praise of the one who is teaching the Bhagavad Gita. Because Krishna is ending, you know, the 18th chapter. So he's kind of tying up some loose ends and giving us some general information. So what this message of this verse is, that A, of course, you know, if you want to be dear to the Lord and you want to serve him, spread this knowledge, teach it to others. But the message of the Bhagavad Gita is propagate, do not convert. See, one is that you are forcibly trying to convert somebody to your way of thinking, either by knife or by force or by money or by, you know, giving them, you know, different gifts and all. So what Krishna says is that your idea is not to convert people and change them or whatever. Your idea is to propagate this knowledge, and that we have to do. You do not have a choice. This knowledge must be given, and it should be spread to others, like that, you know, that in the pond, that stone. So similarly, once we have this knowledge, we must propagate it, not with the idea of converting somebody or making them change their religion. The idea is to share this knowledge. It's like, I have benefited, so let me help others. It's like, you know, you wake up early in the morning and your spouse is still sleeping, And you see a beautiful sunrise. You wake up, see how beautiful the sunrise is. Now he or she may say, I'm sleeping. But, you know, something beautiful I have seen. Or you read something very beautiful in the paper. So how you share it with others. So similarly, I have heard this beautiful knowledge. Let me share it with everybody. And then some people question, you know, was Krishna even real? Was there anybody like Krishna? Is there somebody, just Vyasa, just sat down and wrote and composed this character called Krishna, and this Ramayana and Mahabharata? Are they just stories? You know, somebody sat down. Rishi had nothing better to do, so he sat down and created a character called Ram and created a character called Krishna, and they're just is a bluff. And some people actually say that, that Krishna never existed or Ram never existed. So Gurudev says that these people thousands of years ago, who when you know Ram and Krishna were around, and then afterwards the rishis who wrote Ramayana and wrote the Mahabharata, like Valmiki or Tulsidas ji, and then Ved Vyas who wrote the Mahabharata. Now they were very, very intelligent people, those rishis, and at that time the science was so advanced. Thousands of years ago, they already had figured out the distance between the earth and the sun very precisely. They knew that. They knew the movement of all the planets. They could predict where this planet is going to be in which zodiac without telescopes. How could they have done that? They knew mathematics. They had discovered zero, astronomy, astrology, metallurgy. They knew how to make metals, how to make weapons. And they were so advanced in science and such intelligent people. You think they will be fooled that somebody created this character and we are passing on this knowledge? These people were intelligent. So you can fool some of the people some of the time, but you cannot fool all the people. So this knowledge is real. These characters are real. So one has to have faith in this knowledge and faith in one who spoke it. See, first of all, I have to have faith in Gita and then faith in the Lord from whose mouth this Gita emerged. And as I said, Vidya Dan, the gift of knowledge, is the highest knowledge. And this is something we must do. So it is mandatory for all of us to spread this knowledge. There's talking about the speaker of this, you know, that, you know, people who speak here or in the church or in the temple. So there's a story about a taxi driver. I have told it before, but a lot of new people, so it's worth repeating. It's an interesting story. So there was this priest and this taxi driver. And the taxi driver, you know, was a very, like the New York taxi driver, you know, drove like a maniac and crazy. If you have ridden a New York taxi, it's an experience. I remembered, I lived in New York for 4 years. It was real experience to watch these. They would start from here and go across 4 or 5 lanes to the other side to pick up somebody waves to them, they go across. They don't care how many lanes. It was amazing to watch these guys. Anyway, so this New York taxi driver was driving the priest to church, and one of these, he had an accident. And so he crashed and they both died. You know, and they died, and that day in heaven, there was a long line to get in. There had been a major earthquake, so there were about 5,000 people waiting to get into heaven, and they were all waiting in line, and the priest and the taxi driver were both standing next to each other because they had died together. They came at the same time, and suddenly the one of the heaven, you know, popes, St. Peter's, one of his helpers came, told the taxi driver, "Sir, you can come." So taxi driver was taken to the front of the line and taken straight to heaven, and the priest got very upset. And he had to wait like 2.5 days. And finally, they let him in. But he goes to St. Peter. He says, "I am very angry." He said, "Well, what happened, Father? You are in heaven. Why are you angry?" "That taxi driver, you know, he was let in much before me. And I have been waiting here 2.5 days. And I have preached your message to all the flock. And I have been teaching for 40 years. I was a priest. And how come this taxi driver gets to go ahead of me?" So he says, "Father, don't get angry. When you were preaching in church, people were sleeping. When he was driving, people were praying." So he brought more people to Jesus than you did. So the idea is that when the teacher is teaching, he should make it interesting and make so that people enjoy that and people participate, and they should not go to sleep. So that is the idea. So that will only happen if you yourself believe in this knowledge, then only you can encourage others. So what here he's saying is that one who teaches this is the most dear to me, and there will be nobody on earth more compared to him. Tasmat, than him, there will be no priyataro bhuvi. So he's the most dear to me. So that's the idea, that one should teach. That's why he's praising the teacher. Yes.
You're talking about conversion, propagate but do not convert. How come the major, some major religions in the world, they believe in conversion compared to other religions? What exactly drives them?
I think that the idea is they have, you know, the idea is that this knowledge should be spread, and that is good. But when you convert them forcibly or by giving them money or on, so on, the Christianity has done a fair a lot of good also in the world, because some of the religions, they were practicing all this human sacrifice and animal sacrifice, a lot of the pagan, you know, things. But when it is done with wrong, you know, methods or inducement, or like Islam, they will kill you if you don't convert. You know, they used to do that in India. So those are wrong, but, you know, they think that Allah will be pleased. But I don't know. I'm not a Muslim or a Christian, so I cannot criticize. I'm just telling you that that's not the belief of Vedanta. Yes.
I think in the olden days, a lot of the conversion was due to monetary value for the king as well.
Yes.
So that could be a reason.
Right, right. Giving them money or giving them land and things like that. Yes. Yeah.
Sir, this Vidyadan you speak about only for a Gita or any kind of a Vidya?
Any kind of Vidya. Vidya is always good. You know, that's why teaching your children, that's why even teachers should be respected, because they are teaching our children. Yes, Vidya, any kind of Vidya. But the spiritual, of course, is the highest. But yeah, definitely your children should be taught, they should go to school, and the teachers should be valued, they should be respected, they should be paid well, because they're doing a great service. And same thing, the teacher should not just take it as a job. Nowadays, when they have tenure, they just don't bother. They give the same, you know, notes that they're 20 years they have been passing on the same notes. And then the teacher is putting her feet up in the, you know, on the desk and reading the newspaper, which happens. And the students have been given the same notes which she had 20 years ago got from her teacher. So the teacher has a duty to also keep up with the knowledge and learn and improve.